We've all experienced, I'm sure, in our lives, times when there is so much to do, so much to consider, so much going on, that it just feels overwhelming. That we, even to try to start thinking about all the things that have to be done, all the work that is required, everything that is going on, just, we can't even get started because it just feels like there's too much, too many things going on. And so often what we need to do is to kind of take a step back, take things a little bit at a time. That it's not going to work to try to tackle it all in one situation, but just to be able to take things, maybe to say, okay, today I'm going to take care of this. We'll worry about the rest of it, or another part of it tomorrow. Just to take care of what needs to be done today. Or maybe to be able to break up what needs to happen into smaller steps, smaller bites, if you will. And just to be able to say, okay, we're taking care of this part today. I know a lot of times different people will say to me, oh, Father, I don't know how you do all the things that you do, all the different things that have to take place in your work, how you keep track of it all, how you do it all. And a lot of times I have to kind of chuckle when I hear that because I've learned that, yeah, it is a lot. I'm not going to be able to do it all in, trying to look at everything that I have to do, all the things that have to take place. What I end up doing is just take things one day at a time. And to be able to say, okay, I'm going to take care of this today. And those who really know me and know my schedule know that sometimes it'll just all of a sudden be, well, I thought I was going to work on this today, but now I'm doing this. And so sometimes it changes that way. But to be able to take things a little bit at a time, one step at a time, it's good to be able to have an idea of, where we're headed, have a goal in mind, and the overall stuff that is happening, get a bigger picture. But we can't allow ourselves to be so overwhelmed, just to be able to take things a little bit at a time. And I was thinking as I was reflecting on the readings for today, getting ready for this homily, I was thinking about how often when we start looking at God, today is the solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity. We start looking at God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, when we take a look at who He is, all that He is, all the power that He has, that He knows everything from the beginning of time until the end of time, that He knows all of us by name, that He known everybody who has and will exist, that He has the power to do all this and everything, and not even just here on earth, but all over the cosmos, all over the universe, everything can be, again, a bit overwhelming. How can we know this God? How can we understand how it is that He can be one in three persons? How can we understand, hope to understand any of that? It can be so, so overwhelming. Even in the Old Testament, many times, we see how when people encounter God, they're filled with dread that they're going to die from having spoken face to face with God. Even when they are just talking to one of His angels, they're afraid that they're going to die as a result of it. Abraham was given a chance to be able to see God, but even then, God didn't let him see His face. He kind of covered him with His hand while he passed by, and he got to see it. It describes it as seeing God's backside, essentially, as he walked past. But even Abraham couldn't see God's face because it would have been too much. maybe it would be a little bit like if we, you know, plugged an electrical device into something that had too much voltage. It would overpower it. It would destroy it. If we got everything there was about God all in one foul swoop, just everything, it would be too much for us. So how do we hope? How do we hope to have a relationship with this God who is so much, who knows so much, who is everything, who is one in three persons? But the interesting thing about this, and it's where kind of a little twist is, what it is that God reveals himself to us as that Trinity. And that is exactly who he is. And by revealing himself as the Trinity, he actually makes it so that we understand it. And that we are not overwhelmed, but that we understand really simply that he is love. Because when you look at the Trinity, it's all about the love between these persons of the Trinity and how he then pours out his love on us. When we look at the Father and the Son, God the Father, God the Son, God the Father loves Jesus the Son, and Jesus loves the Father. God, who, as we hear in the first reading, created the world, created everything, created us, each of us individually, knowing us. And because of his love, gave that love to the Son who came to save us and who taught us, as sons and daughters of God, as brothers and sisters of Christ, that we could call God our Father, that we could call Jesus the Son our brother, that we can have that relationship with him. And that it's not overwhelming, but that it is exactly as it is supposed to be. And so as we come to know the Father and the Son, we also come to know the Holy Spirit, who is really described as the love between the Father and the Son. In St. Paul's letter to the Romans in the second reading today, it talks about how God's love is poured out in the Holy Spirit who has been given to each and every one of us. So we experience that love. We experience that truth. The gospel describes the Spirit of truth who comes to us. And so we are able to understand the truth of who God is. Not someone who is to be feared. Not to someone who we have to feel overwhelmed, that we're going to be overwhelmed, to be succumbed. Succumbed to some sort of anxiety or fear because we have come to know Jesus, because we have come to know God. But rather, that we can simply know him as he is. And that we will come to live with him for eternity in heaven. May our knowledge of God, coming to know him, guide us to that truth.